Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, you're listening to a Vectis Radio Stay Healthy podcast. My name is Kitty, and today I'm going to be talking about the marvel of reading. Reading gives you much more than you might think, and it can change your life. There have been many scientific studies into the health benefits of reading. And reading brings many benefits to your physical and psychological health too. When you read a book and you really get into the story, you can almost imagine you're actually there, can't you? That helps to strengthen your brain by recalling the different parts of the story, the characters, and even the plot. Reading allows your brain to think and process the storyline and take the story on its wending way towards the conclusion, at the same time as activating your mind and giving you another perspective on life, perhaps. Reading also boosts your overall life satisfaction, so they say. It reduces your stress levels, and it helps you fall asleep. How many times have you been in bed and started reading a book, and all of a sudden you're asleep? It's said that reading for just 30 minutes a day adds 2 years to your life, and reading enhances your emotional intelligence too. Also, reading does decrease your mental decline, apparently, by 32%. I'm usually an avid reader. I don't have a particular genre of book I prefer. Indeed, I prefer to just pick a book after reading the synopsis of it. Sometimes fiction, sometimes factual books. What genre of books do you prefer? It's such a personal thing, isn't it? Some people prefer to buy books to read, own them and keep them to read again. Other people prefer to go to the library and choose different books regularly. Another thing is, you don't need to hold and read a book physically these days. During lockdown, it was impossible to go to bookshops or libraries. So I decided at that time to give other options a go. And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised. Indeed, I think if I'd have realised just how many ways you can read the book you fancy, I may have tried these sooner. For a long time, though, I did resist doing anything other than physically reading a paper book. Strange, isn't it? How sometimes us humans are a bit resistant to change in some areas. Books are available online nowadays, and you can read them on mobile devices too. You can also listen to them. A while ago, I acquired a subscription to a listening book channel, and I have to say, despite my initial reservations at the beginning, I've been very pleased with the books I've listened to, and quite often I listen to books when I'm driving in the car. It's so strange not to be holding a book and reading it, though. However, I feel that I need to move with the times, you know, and just read in a variety of different ways depending on where I am. Because when you go on holiday, for example, nobody wants a suitcase full of books, do they? Though to be fair, I have to say I do prefer an actual book to read. Moving on to characters. Well, characters in stories can give you ideas on how to improve your life and make changes. Reading takes you to new worlds, places, new people, and so much more. Reading does improve your self-esteem, and it also improves your ability to make decisions, you know, life decisions, and work towards goals. To the observer, you know, somebody watching you while you're reading a book, reading does appear to be a solitary and passive activity. But the simple act of picking up a book can do each of us a world of good. Reading does develop your creativity, and it improves your ability to concentrate and focus too. Crucially, it increases your ability to empathise with others as well. To finish, I'll leave you with a little quote, which makes me smile. It's by Dr. Seuss. "The more that you read, the more you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you will go." That's it for now. Listen in next week. to the next Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.